Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Breaking news, Federal Reserve hikes interest rates 25 basis points. Some people were expecting 50. I said yesterday or the day prior that I thought they would hike by 25 basis points. It's exactly what they did. What does it mean? What were some of the things that Jerome Powell said? And how did he explain away a 25 basis point hike in the face of a CPI that's running at 7.9%. Let's dive into the article from Zero Hedge. And the title is Watch Powell Explain How... Pretty much what I was just saying. Watch Powell explain how a 25 basis point hike will slay runaway inflation. So the takeaways here, kind of the bullet points from the standpoint of Zero Hedge, it's more dovish. Or maybe a more dovish stance would be that there's no balance sheet normalization. Calendar Guide walks back on every meeting in 2022 being live for rate hikes and pushes back on 50 basis point hike concern over sudden tightening of financial conditions, Ukraine, a consensus balance sheet normalization. Calendar Guide, every meeting live for rate hikes, keeps door open for 50 basis points. Okay, so that was the consensus view or their takeaway from the Fed statement, from their prepared statement. And I guess the hawkish way to look at it would be balance sheet normalization details, guides for May start express appetite for 50 basis point hike ahead, front-loaded hikes worried most about inflationary pulses from Ukraine. Yeah, so I just going off script here, and I was reading in another news story that Jerome Powell said that he is concerned about the Ukraine situation causing inflation while at the same time the U.S. economy slowing down. And I thought, that's weird for the central planners to say that, because usually, like 99% of the time, they'll say that those two things, that inflation and economic growth or an increase in economic activity are synonymous. So the only reason you would have inflation, consumer price inflation, is if the economy was booming. So now all of a sudden, the central planners seem to be backpedaling and saying, oh, well, yeah, we can have consumer price inflation while the economy is slowing down or when economic activity is decreasing. And my guess is the reason why they are admitting that now is so they can blame all the inflation on they can make inflation look like it's bad, because usually they try to make it look like it's good. They try to give it a good spin. Like, yes, you're having to pay more at the pump and you're having to pay more at groceries, but hey, that's because the economy's booming. That's the spin they try to put on it, but they can't put that good spin on it because they need to blame Russia for everything. And so you can't blame Russia for something that's kind of good, so you've got to make it all bad. So now they're admitting that consumer prices are bad because we can blame it on the Ukraine situation, while at the same time saying that we're worried that because of the Ukraine situation, not anything to do with the U.S. economy. Oh, no, absolutely not. Left to its own devices, the U.S. economy would be booming. But because of what we have in this situation with Russia and Ukraine, it could lead to an economic slowdown in the United States. Therefore, we have to only raise rates 25 basis points. So this is the needle they're trying to thread. And I think a lot of this is coming down from the administration saying, hey, set things up to now make inflation look bad, but make it look like it is a result of everything that other people are doing, so we can just blame it on them and use them as a scapegoat. Okay, so I guess that was just an announcement. Then they've got this tweet from a Dr. Julia Coronado. I didn't listen to Jerome Powell's statements, but if she's saying that she could have turned it into a drinking game, I guess he used the word nimble, flexible, care, caution, steady, series, data dependent. Oh, I love that. Love that line. Uncomfortably high. What am I missing? Inflation would put everyone on the floor. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. So Dow up on the news, or as we speak here, 322 points. NASDAQ up 381 points. Wow, so much bigger percentage increase for the NASDAQ. That would lead me to believe that Bitcoin was up. I always like to check that first. There you go. In fact, Bitcoin's up almost the exact same percentage as the NASDAQ, which, great that Bitcoin's up, but I don't like to see it tied at the hip with the NASDAQ. I wish it would decouple. My guess is oil and gold down. So yeah, oil down, wow, below $95 a barrel, which I think is fantastic. I mean, I'm really looking forward to being able to buy oil a lot less or a lot cheaper if what we see in the yield curve comes to fruition. And I'm talking about the Treasury curve and the Eurodollar future curve that we talk about on this channel all the time, how they're flattening, Eurodollar future curve inverting, which would imply there's a high probability of recession. If so, most likely oil comes down. And for me, being someone who thinks that we're going or have moved into a long-term commodity super cycle, that'd be a great opportunity to buy, especially if we got some panic in addition to just a recession. My guess, gold is down as well. Yeah, 1920. I mean, it was up almost 2100 the other day, wasn't it? So now down significantly. I don't know if this is coming down as a result of the tensions in Ukraine subsiding, which I don't really think they are, or the realization that as the Fed increases rates and as oil stays high, even above 90, the probability of the U.S. economy going into recession increases. I don't know, you know, how much of what percentage of market sentiment would side on or have the view that would lead to gold and oil going down at the same time on the news that the Fed increases rates. I'd have to think that one through, but it just seems like if the market goes up, oil, gold down, or maybe vice versa. If gold, oil down, then market up because the view is things are, or the market is having an easier time digesting what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. Obviously, there's a lot of cross currents there. That's just me spitballing. But that's what's happening in market score to bonds really quick. And yeah, so you can see the 10-year go up. I guess not surprising when you look at interest rates increasing. I would be more concerned on what's happening to the shape of the curve. So we've got 10-year up 2.17. Let's look at the 2-year. And oh my gosh, 2-year 1.9. Whoa, holy cow. Wow. Okay, so 1.92, my goodness. Yeah, first thing that comes to mind here, guys, is if you're like me and you're a long-term bull on commodities, I would not buy now. I did a whiteboard video on it last night, but I made sure, or hopefully I was very clear, that even though we go into a 10 or 15-year super cycle, nothing goes up in a straight line. And wow, you're really seeing the curve even flatter than it has been over the past few weeks. And man, I mean, we're only, what, 9 basis points The 2 year is only 9 basis points away from the 10 year. I tell you what, what that would imply to me is the next time the Fed raises rates, the curve is going to invert. And that means, 90 to 95% chance that the US economy goes into a recession, which most likely means asset prices down, maybe not housing, but stocks. I can't give you investment advice, but what I'm doing is keeping a higher cash position in order to potentially take advantage of a downturn in commodities, which I think will go much higher over the next 10 to 15 years. That's what I'm doing personally. And, my concerns with the yield curve flattening are increasing now by the week, just looking at the delta between the 2 year and the 10 year. Really amazing that there's only about, a 10 basis point spread between the two now. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I have got to hop on to a Zoom call with my good friend, Luke Groman. So we're going to be talking about some fascinating stuff with Russia and them potentially selling their oil for gold and maybe gold becoming the new world reserve currency, if not just the preferable reserve asset in replacing the dollar or treasuries on the balance sheets of these central banks. So you guys are going to love this interview. I can't wait to have another great conversation with Luke. So as always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, for liberty, and free market capitalism. And we'll see you in the next video.